Okay, we'll start with the apology on the Marmacoma sheet that was on the Bema. You're probably very good if you're able to figure it out. The first word of every line in the Pirush on bottom was missing. So it's pretty good if you could figure that out. I don't know how you would figure it out. I wouldn't be able to figure it out, but... So I quickly ran when I realized 5 minutes earlier than now. I went to the office and just didn't have time to do any cutouts, so I just made a copy of the whole page. So you may have to just figure out where the Achron kicks in, and you'll be able to follow along. My apologies. Okay, this is a Medrash Tanhuma at the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim. Amar Chizkiya beno shel Reb Chiya, lama nismecha parsha zula parshas klolos. So we know in Parshas Kisavo, last week's parsha, we had all the klolos. And now you have the beginning of this week's parsha, atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Moshe Benu gathers everyone. So what's the hemshech hadvarim? So the Medrash answers, l'fi sheshamu Yisrael mea klolos chasar achos ashtayim, that Klal Yisrael heard 100 klolos, give or take, shnemer parsha zu, chutz me'arboim v'teisha shnemer v'toras kwanim, aside from the 49 in Chukosai, miyad horiku pneim. So Klal Yisrael, like they had chalishas hadas. Oh my gosh, 149, that's a lot of klolos. When you hear like that, you know, principal on the first day tells you if you do this, this happens, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And they know they did some chatoim, so they had chalisha das, we're doomed. Ra'amru, when they said, mi yachol lamed be'elu, who could withstand this fate? We're doomed, we're done. Throw in the towel. Miyad, immediately, Koros and Moshe v'yim afaisen. Moshe made to gather everyone together, and he calmed them down. Relax. Maksiv l'maylam inyan. What did it say beforehand? Vayikra Moshe kol Yisrael hamasas hagdolos. This is earlier. Talk about all the great miracles. V'atavol amokam azeh. We came to this place. V'atem shalosh shamatem b'koli. Despite all those great things that were done, you didn't listen to me. And you said things before me that you were mechuyev misa. Kalaya is not misa, it's worse than misa. It's oblivion. It's decimation. It's extermination. Below asisias kem kalaya. But I didn't wipe you out. Shnemar vaseichem mitzrayim lo haskilu niflosechem lo oda lo shamartem lo egil. Eila lokech Yisrael. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You deserved it, but I didn't wipe you out. Medrash continues. So, I'm just to clue you into my thinking as I'm reading this Medrash. Okay, it could be just me, but I don't know if I'd be calm. If I was, Klal Yisrael is all bent out of shape, they heard all these klolos, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells them that you deserved worse, Hashem didn't kill you. So calm down. Okay, I'd be maybe a little bit, it's nice to hear that this is possible, but I'd still be nervous. Let's go. I'm thinking, like, what, how were they satisfied? How is it that the Rishoyim, I assume that means the Goyim, Umas Olam, when they're Mechuyev Kloya, when they're Mechuyev to be wiped out, and we don't get wiped out? Because when the Goyim are given Tzaras, Mevatin Bahen, they scorn it, they rebel. They don't maskim shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't say Gamzu L'tova, they don't afford and accord the Ribono Shlom his due. Shenemar shvoch hamaskal l'goyim ha'shol yedu'ucha. Pour your anger on the goyim who don't know you. V'amam l'chos asher b'shimcha lo karo. And the other nations that your name they don't call. Aval Yisrael, b'kai Yisrael, kishe Yisrin bon aleim, when Yisrin come upon them, hey nichnoin, they become very humble, they become contrite, umispal in the fun of them, they daven. We have a tzara, we all gather in the base medrash and we daven. Someone is sick, we say Tehillim. Someone is not well, we make a mishaberach. Someone's having a procedure, we say a mishaberach. Shenem Marcos Yeshua says, "A Torah Yovan Emtzel B'Shem Hashem Erka, Leficha Chomer Lehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu." This is what Hakadosh Baruch Hu is telling them. Afal Pisha Kolos Halolu Bos Aleichem. Even though these curses are coming upon you, Heimamidos Veschem, they're going to sustain you. V'chein Hu Omer Lemana Noschel Lemana Sosech Leitivcha Bachrisecha. They're going to test you, and they're going to do good for you in the end. V'kachom Amoshli Yisrael. And this is what Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael: Alpha Bishi Yisurin Halalu Bon Aleichem. Even though they come to you, Yesh Lechem Amida, you're going to be able to withstand. L'kach Nemar Atem Yitzavim Hayom Kulchem. This is the Medrash Tanchuma. As I complete the Medrash, so what's the takeaway from this Medrash? L'maisa, we did something that's Mechuyev Kloya. And, okay, admittedly, Moshe brought rayas that we did not get Kloya. So what's the takeaway? Klal Yisrael was Mechuyev Klala, but they were Mechuyev Klala, Kloya, coming from the Klala, and Hashem did not destroy them. So that's why we're looking at the Velo Odel. The name of the Pirish is Velo Odela. I meant to put the name of it on. Some people want to know who that was. Velo Odela, it's in the same league as the Anaf Yosef, Eitz Yosef, Medrash Rabbah, Elio Ha'itamri. Okay. So that's the name of the Pirish, Velo Odela. I didn't make it up. Velo Odela. So look at the big sheet and find it. Hine hanilma be'marmerzeh. What can we learn from this Medrash Tanchuma? Shekol pirtzev atakola v'yisurin habon al adam. Any kind of difficulty, challenge that comes upon a person, yogil v'yismach, he should rejoice and be happy. Shlu tavoso lehetigon bachriso. They should be thrilled. That's for his benefit in the end. So if you're sitting here in this room, myself included, you're sitting here in this room with any kind of challenge, physical, emotional, familial, academic, educational, anything. Okay, hopefully you don't have any. But if anyone has any kind of weakness or shortcoming, or difficulty in their lives, or a relationship, or whatever it is, you have any kind of yisurin. Zucht, he's quoting from our medrash. The takeaway from this medrash is that you should be thrilled. You should make a kiddush. Yogil v'yismach. You should be rejoiced and be happy that it's all for your good in the end. How do you see that? Shereisayim marmezeh zeloshonu, because the conclusion of this medrash, and he quotes what we just read, v'im tomar, v'bnei ma'umas olam mechayvin kloya, why do the umas olam get destruction, v'anu om demakam, and we sustain? Because when they have Yisurin, they kick Hashem. When Klai Yisrael has a Yisur, any kind of tzara, nechnoim, they become humble. That's why Hashem says, when these calls are identified to come to you, they will help you. These calls are going to sustain you. Not only will you not be, in the end, have to suffer the klolos, but that klola itself is going to be the thing that saves you. That's why Moshe said, even though a Yisurin comes to a person, we have to look at a Yisurin. That Yisurin is going to make me. That's going to help me. It says openly, every piritz and takala, any kind of obstacle, challenge that comes to a person, the eino boit, and he doesn't get angry? And why is this happening to me? I can't stand this. The Yismach Bar, and he's happy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this for my Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to me. I accept it. I'm going to work with it. I'm going to daven to Hashem. Not that it could be better. It could be worse. Hashem could have done worse. He only gave me this. Goreim l'nekoso mechatov. It's going to cause that he will be cleansed from his sin, af sheyischayev b'hem klaya, even though he's really chayev to be wiped out. V'tam, what's the reason? Ma'lazos l'kabolas Yisru mi'ava. What is the reason for this great benefit that someone who accepts Yisurin with love? Mishum shemore, because it shows, it demonstrates, shemakir b'chatov, that a person accepts that I have my faults. I also do chatoim. V'zeh mevil lahakir god l'chasad of Yisbarach. And then the person says, wow, I deserve much worse. HaKadosh Baruch only gave me this. And he starts recognizing the chesed of Hashem. Behavi Yisurin alav, by bringing these Yisurin on him. It's motivating him. Ke'av, like a father, as ben, to a son. Yirtze k'sheroa shuchola, the father wants when the father sees that the son is sick, ba'lav b'harokos v'akozos v'shikor amashkim asamonim, he comes in with this really yucky medicine, and whatever procedures have to be done, it's yucky. And even though the father is causing the son pain, why is he doing it? He's only coming to help me. Whatever Yisurin, whatever medicine I'm taking, my father loves me. He's doing it to help me. Lo ken amabai b'yisurin, not so somebody who rebels against his problems. Shemora, that demonstrates kilu on b'cheiko yisparach chalila. He is rebelling against Hashem. B'havi alav yisurin, he's bringing yisurin on me. Kivin shu eno roi lezeh. I'm not befitting this. Why is this coming upon me? U'meschaber b'zeh lekat hakofrim. And this even attaches him to a group of kofrim, apikorsim, ha'omim shlo bara kadosh baruch sadam rak leinokim imenu chas v'sham, that think that a kadosh baruch only created them to torture them. V'zeh ra'osam shlumas ha'olam, and this is the detriment This is the chesaron with the goyim. Haboatin tamid b'yisurin abomaleim. They're constantly rebelling against the challenges that come upon them. So Abosai, we have to really take stock what was said over here. Which one of us is going through our lives without challenges? I mean, I said it rhetorically before, but I meant, of course, everyone has challenges. Adam la'omol yulad. We have plenty of challenges. Hashem would have made me smarter. I could have figured this out. Hashem would have made me brighter. I could have been on top of the shir. If so, Hashem would have made me more equipped, I could have had more friends. Hashem would have made me this, I wouldn't have difficulty. I would have get along with this one or that one, and friends and siblings and relationship with parents. And there's hundreds of things. Then you have to talk about health and parnasa. And all of these things, every one of them, how do we go about looking upon our own lives? This is not just the first time I saw the Medrash. Okay, it's a very nice Medrash, Klal Yisrael in the Midbar with the Klalos. What does it have to do with me? Okay, Klal Yisrael found out that even though you were deserving to get wiped out, Hashem didn't wipe you out. Okay, Shalom, Shalom Yisrael. I'm here in Yeshiva, Tavshin Pei Gimel. I get up to Pashat Netzavim, I read Pashas Netzavim. What's that have to do with me? Zog the Medrash, according to the Lo Odella, is that this has everything to do with us. Every single challenge could go either way. We could get challenge level one, and if we aboibo and we attack Hashem, why are you doing this to me? And I'm angry. It could go Hashem to level two, but if we daven for it. And we daven, we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could have made it much, much worse than me. I'm davening, you should make it better for me. And I'm going to work harder to overcome whatever reason you felt it was good for me. I could try and make the best of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, this was supposed to be deserving of Klaya. But what's going to happen? Through the schus of taking the challenge and looking towards it to make oneself better because of it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gufa wipes out the sins. That in itself is a kapara for a person because he's recognizing that it's whatever he has is due to his own shortcomings. I'm not entitled to anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe given me this to make me better and to daven for it. And that Gufa in the schus of the person accepting what he has in the right frame of mind is Gufa the schus that's going to give him the improvement. It's like, how does he become better? By taking the challenge that he has and recognize that it's coming from Hashem. Hashem is doing this to make me better, and that's going to make him better. That gufa, together with his tefillos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him that sin because it's mora. It's showing him. It's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he recognizes that I did something wrong. Now Hashem's going to help bring me back. He's gonna do it. I'm going to daven. Hashem should be better. He should give Hashem more schusim. I have to do more mitzvahs. I have to do more learning. Whatever it is, it's going to make us better. And that gufa be mamidam. That's going to sustain Klal Yisrael. Not only won't we have kloya, but it'll be mamidam. We'll be preserved because of it. Can you imagine such a thing? It's a optical illusion. An obstacle is an optical illusion. Here, you could look at the obstacle as, all right, now I have to get past it. But that obstacle is going to be the reason why I'm not going to be mechuyev klaya. That is going to be the way I'm going to be able to go higher. There's an old secular expression. It says, the only difference between a stumbling block and a stepping stone is how you use it. It's the same stone in front of you. So we can use it to stumble, or we can use it to step on it and reach higher. So that's how we have to view it. According to this medrash, this is not just reserved for, you know, history, Parshat Netzavim, Parshat Test. This is for our lives. For every single challenge that we have, HaKadosh Baruch gives it to us. And that's going to be mamidenu. It's going to help us stand up and become better in the schus that we take the challenge personally that I use it to become closer to Hashem, because after all, I'm not entitled to anything. And through that, a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the schusim, and Bez Hashem, if we do that, we should be zoche to a ksiv achsim atova.
What was the question?